Living a life that depicts the teachings of Islam is the dream of every Muslim. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, is in collaboration with Muslim Public Affairs Center, NPAC. Everyday Muslim will address the misconceptions on Islam, foster a peaceful coexistence, and guide the everyday Muslim on the journey in Islam. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, simplified understanding of the deen.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Those are words that you use to exhort Allah, to glorify Allah, to remember Allah. And that is how I'd like to welcome you today on the show. It's Everyday Muslim live on WFM 91.7. I'm in the driver's seat today. My name is Amina Adams, and it's going to be a jolly good ride. On Everyday Muslim, we do our utmost to address the misconceptions on Islam, foster peaceful coexistence, and of course, guide the everyday Muslim on this journey in Islam so that ultimately we can all end up in our janatul firdaus that Allah has promised us. But it won't be a walk in the park. It requires us to constantly show up. And one of such things is to constantly remember Allah. And that's what we're going to be discussing, the importance of dhikr in daily life. To do justice to this, I have a scholar here, Sheikh Dawood Adilako. He's the Chief Missionary Association of Muslim Professionals. He's also the Chief Imam Omitoro Central Mosque in Ikorodu and Chairman Hablocord Charitable Foundation. He is a regular on the show. You are used to his voice, alhamdulillah. So he's going to walk us through the importance of zikr in our daily lives. Sheikh, salamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. How are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for His mercies on us.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I know I use the word zikr, and for our audience, there are Muslims, there are non-Muslims, and so it would be nice to set the tone. What exactly is zikr, and how is it different from other acts of worship like salah or reciting the Quran?
والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على ما لا نبي بعد ورسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبته أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وهل العقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. All glories and adorations and eulogies and praises, all these are the rights of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We thank Him, we appreciate Him, we adore Him for His mercy upon us, creating us human being, blessing us today, guiding us to the path of Islam and blessing us with Islam and keeping us alive today, hale and healthy, to discuss what is the most important thing for our creation, that is its remembrance. But that is my say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Talking about dhikr, dhikr is an Arabic word that is formed from three letter word dhaka and ra, which means to remember. So when we say dhikrullah, it means remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is remembering Allah, thinking about Him, pondering over Him. It's only remembering Him. You remember Him, but you ponder over His ability. You ponder over His creation. You ponder over His power, all that He can do. And that is called dhikr. It is the important thing why man is being created. Man is created to worship Allah. And you can only worship the person you remember. You can only worship when you remember Him, when you think about Him, when you ponder over Him, and you look at His power, that He can do everything. So thinking about Allah all the time, in all circumstances, is called dhikr. So this dhikr are of two, of three, of many types. We have the dhikr of the tongue, you just say it, and you have the dhikr of the mind, in your mind, you just contemplate it, and you ponder over it, and you have the dhikr of the tongue and the mind. You ponder over it, you think about it, then you verbalize it. You say it out, then you act upon it. And that is the essence of dhikr. It's only to remember him. Everybody knows Allah is one. Everybody knows God is existent. God is existence. Everybody knows we are in the world to worship him. Everybody knows he's going to die. Everybody knows that. But do you think about the consequences of this belief? That is called the remembrance of Allah. Thinking about him and pondering over him. So it is an essence of the worship itself. You are created to worship Allah. And that's out of worship is salat. Out of worship is to do dua. So what is the relationship now between this zikr and worship and prayer? The essence of all of them come under zikr. It is the umbrella under which all of them are. You worship Allah because Allah tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in Quran 20, ayah 20, ayah 12, Moses, he says, Waqimu dhulata li dhikrana, establish prayer to what? To remember me. Why do you pray? You pray to remember Allah, to be in constant link with Allah. What is salat? Salat is a link. It is called the connection between man and God. It's called salat. Just like we have at a particular time in this part of this country, we have a network called Etisalat, isn't it? Etisalat means, it is an Arabic word, al-iti salat, the connection. So it is very very connected to salat, connecting between you and Allah. If the signal is good, what happened? You get connected. If this is bad, you get, so that signal that's going to be good to connect is called salat. So what do you do when you do salat? You are remembering what? Allah. You glorify his name, you praise his name. And by virtue of that one, you now pray to him. Because God has created man to be in need, you now pray to him. So the connection between salat, dhikr, and dua is that all of them are under the umbrella of salat. Now, talking about the Quran, you now mention the Quran too. The Quran itself is the essence of all the dhikr. It is the greatest dhikr because it's in it that you hear about how to remember Allah. It's in it that you remember how to worship Allah. It's in it that you remember, you learn how to worship Allah. So in reading itself, it means if you are remembering Allah, it's all encompassing.
Interesting. So today's world is so fast paced that it's almost so one will easily ask, so how do I remember Allah? I mean, I have a lot of things to do, I have so much on my plate. How easy is it, or what do you think zikr, you know, how essential is it in today's fast paced world?
Now, alhamdulillah, we all know that God who has created us, nobody brings himself to this world.
True.
And nobody has a right upon himself. And whatever a man has in this world is but a privilege. Who gives that privilege? It is your Lord, your creator, your nourisher, your sustenance, your provider that gives you that privilege to be existing in this world. So for you now to be able to leave this world, you know, to take absolute advantage of this world, to benefit from this world, and to be happy in this world and fulfill this world, what do you need? You need to go to that creator, the master who has created you, who has the master plan is, and whatever you are going to do in this world, you are only acting a script. That script has been written by Allah. You are only acting it. So who is that director that has the screen, that the script? It's Allah. So you need to be remembering him all the time. So connecting with him all the time will make things easy for you in this world. We are coming to the advantage of that. So how do we do that one, this fast world? There's nothing like being fast world. It's like me and you now, we are going to Ibadan. And you are very familiar with Ibadan. You know where we are going there. You know the address, everything. I don't know. No, I pick my car. You pick your car.
Right.
Perhaps you are still following your car. I kept speeding and speeding and speeding. When I get to Togate Ibadan, what will I do?
You'll stop.
I have to wait for you because you are the one that's going to guide me there. If you are not there, I cannot get to Ibadan where I'm going because I don't know where I'm going. It is you that knows. So that is zikr. So in this world, whatever we are pursuing, we cannot get there except him. He is the one that knows where we are going. Whether it is right or wrong, the best route, he knows it. So in this fast world, we have to keep on remembering him. That is, if one knows that I cannot achieve anything except carrying God along with me. Except God according to his plan and waiting for him, I cannot achieve. So in this fast world, the only thing is by actually following his instructions and walking in his ways and trying to see that, you know, whatever he commands is what we do. In that case, we can move ahead. There are many, many ways we can do that, which we'll talk about later, inshallah.
Right, inshallah. Just to digress a little, because, you know, I remember one driver that I once met many, many, many years ago, like 6-7 years ago. Every time he uttered a sentence, he would say, Astaghfirullah Tubile. And so it was just he would make a sentence, and immediately after that sentence, he says, astaghfirullah. At the point, astaghfirullah, I got angry and I got upset, like, not only you, they seem past. Like, why are you always, like, everything?
Always, astaghfirullah.
And then he said, it's his own way of going against swear words. It's helping him to stay off.
To control his speech.
To control his speech, to use vulgar words and everything.
Yes,
and then taking advantage of the leverage that Allah has given us. If you've committed any sin and you seek repentance, he doesn't write it in your books. Mm. So he doesn't want anything written in his books, even if he's made a statement and he thinks it's correct, but it might be wrong. Mm-hmm. He says, astaghfirullah, mm-hmm. to cleanse, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah.
Yes.
But so, yeah. So this remembrance thing is not necessarily confined to... that's why I want you to just jump on that before we go further.
Okay.
How do you disabuse your mind? So you understand the essence of dhikr. Dhikr is mobile. It's with you. You can actually carry it along as you like. So you can just...
that is why Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru la dhikran kathira wasabihu bukratan wa asila. Oh, you believe. Remember Allah a lot. In everything you do, remember Him. And glorify Him in the morning, in the afternoon, every time. That's why we would do salat. So the minister says, Rattibu alisanikum bitasbih. Make your lips or your tongue to be wet, to be moist.
Right.
With what? The remembrance of Allah. Anytime you talk, put Allah first. Because we are human beings, we are born to sin. We are born to be misunderstood. We are born to be misconstrued. You say something to somebody, and this is what you mean. It may misunderstand with something else. So the only way that can correct that in his mind is by saying astaghfirullah. Sometimes it's something that what you say may even not be in consonance with what Allah wanted you to say. You say astaghfirullah. So using these terms all the time, and that is one of the, when we come to the benefit, that's what the way to know a good Muslim. A good Muslim, when anything happens to him, the first phrase or the first thing he does, he says, determines who kind of Muslim. If supposing now, you know, something hits him or he has an accident or something happened, we'll say, Subhanallah.
No.
Allah Akbar. La ilallah. Oh, my head. Oh, my God. Oh, what is this? So when you glorify God, so that one. Because every time a Muslim, whatever happens to him, he must utter the words of Allah. Positive or negative. If any evil happens, what do you say? Inna lillahi li rajiun. So somebody died. Oh, somebody has an accident. Oh, something fell down. Even you just took light. So inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un.
No.
Because everything comes from him, to him it goes. It's not only somebody dies. That is it. Something don't like happen to you. What do you say? Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
No.
When something happens to you, thank Allah. And when something you don't like happen to you, say, Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah for everything. In all situations,
Allah.
Whether it is good for me or not. So, these are the ways to remember Allah in this fast word. When it happens to you, just remember the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just utter it out.
Now, alhamdulillah, and this is going to take me to something that seems to be the buzzword. Everybody's talking about mental health, emotional well-being, and we're using the word so loosely. I wonder if there's a place for dhikr and if there's any impact on this, especially now that a lot of us are struggling with stress and anxiety.
That is it. That is the only way one can go out of this anxiety. And you see, God has created man with problems. God never told you go to the world and everything will be sweet for you. No. That Allah says in Suratul, we read everything in Suratul Mulk, is Tabarak Alladhi Biyadil Mulk, O Allah Kuli Shayin Qad. Alladhi Khalakal Mawta Wal Ayata Liyabiluwakum Ayyukun Asan Amala. In Quran 71:1-3, Allah said, it is me that has created you, the glory be to Allah who has created you from men and female, that. And He created from death and created life. Why have we created you? You are going to live, you are going to die. You are going to have everything in peace. That's everything will be
good,
up
bad,
and down,
ugly,
good, bad,
beautiful.
Or up, right and left. You see, hot, cold. You must go through everything. So God said, why have I done this? To test you, which of you will be in the best good deeds. So that Allah cannot give you everything you want. Allah does not say, I'm going to give you everything you want. Allah says, وَأَتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُمْ. And I give to you out of that everything that you ask. Not everything you ask, Allah is going to give you. God does not say, I'm going to give you everything. He said, no, I will give you وَأَتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُمْ. In Surah Ibrahim, Quran 14, Allah says, and I will give you out of that which you ask. You can't have everything. So, because I'm going to get out of this, what you have there, you are going to be interdependent upon each other. Because you're going to be tired of each other, sometimes you just basically go to hurt you, your husband will hurt you, or your wife will hurt you. You get disappointed in your job or your business, you're going to have different things. So you're going to be hurt. Sometimes what you don't expect happens to you. You get disappointed, and you get depressed, you get worried. Why has all this happened? You should have done that. Happiness is not somebody anything anybody can give to you. You can only give yourself happiness. And how do you have that? Allah says, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'inu al-qulub. Only with remembrance of Allah
does the heart find rest and peace.
It's only with Allah that you know this is coming from Him. He only can do it, and He only can take it away. And He only can give me the peace and happiness. So when I go to Him and consider what He wants me to do in these circumstances, I've tried my best and everything happens. Fine, you know, so it is only with Him that heart can find peace and what? And rest. So in this fast word, anxiety, depression, all these suicidal tendencies is because we have distanced ourselves from Allah. That we don't owe it. Own this. He owns it. And He has His plan for everything. And His plan is that for every difficulty, there is going to be ease. For every difficulty, not the social term, for every in Namala Osiri, for every difficulty, there's ease. No difficulty goes forever. No, it's a matter of time.
No.
You are hungry, yes, hunger, but after some time, you eat it. After we have food, what happened again? You are hungry. So they will take it from each other. So it's only remembering that one that will take you out of these griefs. And the Messenger of Allah used to do a lot of askar in this situation. That's why He says, why do you askar in the morning, the afternoon, the evening? You do a lot of askar. Allahumma a'udhu min al-ajas wal kasal wal jubun wal bukhul wal kufr al fakr wal hamm wal hazan. That I seek protection from you, from avarice, from sadness, from cowardice, from miserliness. It's all these things. And from poverty. All this I can cause, that's what I can give you anxiety, that can give you problem. He seeks protection from them. From who?
Allah.
So when you do that, after I pray to Allah, and this happened, I know He's going to do this, since I pray to Him, because you have prayed to Him and you rely on Him, you are set, you are rest assured that this what you ask is going to be taking place, going to be answered if it's best for you.
Indeed. Allahu Akbar. So, I mean, in a nutshell, it is when you are convinced, you have to convince yourself about your relationship with Allah.
That's why I've said that the dhikr is not only in just thinking about it. You see, you think with you, you think, but then you have to internalize it. You have to ponder over it. You see, you remember Allah, not to listen about Allah, but you ponder over it, you internalize it, you talk about it, say, no, this can do this. And you must have what? Believe and trust in Him. If you don't have belief and trust in Allah, nothing can happen.
Actually,
you can keep on saying it, but if you don't have a trust and believe in Him, and that is why prayer is not in the mouth. Where's the prayer? Prayer is the in the mind. That's why Allah says your intention is not in your mouth. God, I pray, I plan to do this. That's what I want. What is in your heart? What do you conceal? That's what Allah wants to, not what you say. You may say anything you like, you may make any promise. God knows, do you really intend to do it or not? God already knows. And that's why He says, if you intend to do any good thing, I will give you reward for it. If you do it, you get 10 reward. If you don't do it, you still get one reward because you already intended it. And if you tend to do evil thing and you don't do it, you're still going to get one because you intended evil, but you change your mind and do good thing. So that is why intention matters. So believe is saying the dhikr without internalizing it and without acting it, without actually thinking about intention, being intentional about it. You have to be intentional about the dhikr you are doing. I'm doing it to seek the countenance of Allah. I'm doing it to see His mercy. I'm doing it to see His blessings. And that is very important. That is the only way it can take you out of this grief, out of this anxiety, out of this societal tendencies. If those who are not there, challenges will be there between husband and wife. It is natural. There's no way it will not be. Who will take away is Allah. You offend yourself. As a digression, I remember one time a month or 2 months ago, I saw something on the internet. It's a table AC. I saw it. This will be good. They advertise it in the kitchen, everything. I ordered for it. Did not bring it. I kept on worrying the person that advertised it until they brought it. After they brought it, and I look at existing, and I put just like as if incense was. I said, what kind of rubbish is this? But nobody has advised me to do it. Nobody has recommended. As soon as somebody has recommended it to me, I said, you see what I've put me into. It is so my intention. It was me that like it. Now I've offended myself. So what do I do? So if I can hurt myself, why would somebody else hurt me? I can hurt myself. I've taken a decision without it, my sole decision, and I was happy doing it. So now it has turned the other way. Who do I blame? So similarly, don't expect that anybody can give happiness. You can only give yourself happiness through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That example is so succinct. It's just timely. And I love the fact that you've gone personal, because I'm going to bite onto that. I'm going to ask for more practical tips. How, you know, you need to help us. It's easy to say, you know, dhikrullah, remembrance, and all of that, subhanAllah. But the reality, we're living in really, you know, merciful times. Let me be positive. In more realistically, how can we incorporate zikr into a busy lifestyle? Because normally now, most of us, we're the one source of income in a family. We have 7 sources of income now, because on our Okonwoja, many multiple. Course, well, everybody is now an agent. Everybody is bubonishi, bubolowo. So you know, because we need to survive, right? So how do we realistically incorporate zikr into our busy lifestyle, especially for working professionals who need to be out of the house by 4:30 a.m. to beat traffic and to take advantage of cheaper transport fare to get to work before 7 and all of that? At what point does the mind actually even remember that Allah exists? Astaghfirullah.
First of all, let us look at this world today. We're in digital world, isn't it?
Mm.
Everybody does everything, maybe on the system. I have my system, you have a system, everything you are doing, you have your everything. This is what we used to do. So, and we're always busy.
Right.
Well, whether reading or writing or do something, you're always busy acting as professionals, as corporate guys, whatever you are, you're always busy.
Sure.
So there are a lot of apps you can have your system now. Your apps, every 10 minutes, say subhanAllah. And you sit with him. Astaghfirullah, every 30 minutes, 20 minutes. You can install those apps on your system.
So when you're carried away,
that's remind you. So astaghfirullah, you want to do something that is not good. You hear astaghfirullah, you look at it, this I'm going to do. I want to inflate this contract unnecessarily. I'm writing this proposal. I'm ready. The padding is just too much. And you know yourself.
No.
And you know it's going to ask your brother, fellow brother or somebody who might be like you. And you want to cheat him because you does not know. Astaghfirullah. You remember? You caution yourself. La ilaha illallah. Allah says whatever you are doing. Alhamdulillah. Well, this are not getting well. Alhamdulillah. Let me thank Allah. At least I have this one. Let me thank Allah for it.
I've not met my budget.
At least I can get something.
Yeah.
You are not disappointed. You just say, hey, Alhamdulillah. Astaghfirullah. You say, Alhamdulillah. So, this constantly hearing this on your app, you know, vibrating on your ears, that message to be constant, to be conscious of your position with your Lord. That whatever you are doing, Allah is constantly watching over you.
Yeah.
And that will be a caution for you in this, you know, very fast, you know, moving world.
For those that have phones and can access their phone, there are offices. I've been in corporate entities where once you resume at work, your phone is, you know, contraband. Actually, literally, you can't be with your phone or personal gadgets until break time. So, for those kind of people, how can they still stay afloat?
They can still stay afloat, of course. In their mind, maybe they have their Quran, maybe they break, just read something from it.
So they have to consciously maybe set a timer for break.
You have to consciously create time for it. You have to, because it is a work. It is work itself. Remembering Allah is work. It's a responsibility that you have to carry out. And Shaitan will always dare not to make you to be able to carry. You give you many 1,000,001 excuses why you cannot be able to do it. So you have to be conscious about the intention that I must be remembering Allah. And that is why it is good to use to it, to be saint all the time.
And
hearing the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may not be asked, you may not be allowed to hear any phone, anything, but maybe you use your earphone, listen to the Quran sometimes, or you hear the word of Allah sometimes to somebody, or you say to yourself to form an habit of saying all this time, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. The Messenger of Allah, anything he wants to do, he's going to remember. You want to sign paper, paper has come. Just look at the bismillah. Look at the paper. Just want to sign. Before you sign it, Allah Madin Mahdita. Before you sign it, anything a Muslim wants to do, he mentions the word for Allah. So in this fast way, practically we have done that. Once you know that as a Muslim, anything you want to sit down, bismillah. Nobody will say, why are you saying bismillah? You are saying to yourself, you're not saying to everybody, bismillah. You're not saying to anybody. You want to alhamdulillah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You bet, alhamdulillah. You sneeze, alhamdulillah. So somebody says something, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah. So this thing, when you are used to it, becomes part and parcel of you. It becomes practical for you all the time. The only thing that we want to do is to try to inculcate this in ourselves.
Yeah.
To know that it's a responsibility, that as a Muslim, my Lord is always with me, and I must always carry him along with me, and I must always remember all the time. and always praise his name. So when I do that one, it wipes away, you know, shaitan from us.
Alhamdulillah, Jazakumullah. We're going to share more tips, but Iznillah, we still have a lot of time. I won't open the phone lines early today, but before I do that, let me grab a sip of water. I'll go on a break when we come back. There's more to come. I'm going to open the phone lines so you can interact with him. Share your life experiences. How hard is it for you to incorporate zikr in your life? If you can get practical tips, Imam is right here. He'll be more than happy to work with you on this journey. Stay with us. Allah, Allahu Akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All Allah's creation glorifies Him, infinitely perfect beyond understanding. And though we cannot praise Him as much as He deserves, we say glory to Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah.
Say praise to Allah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa la hawla, wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla, wala quwwata illa billah. Alhamdulillah, you're able to say that. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You're welcome back. It is Everyday Muslim Live on WFM 91.7. And today we're looking at the essence, the importance of dhikr in our lives. And subhanAllah, it is so timely because we are mostly distanced from Allah. And we are consumed by chasing what we will eat. You know, we're all struggling and hustling, every an average person, even those with soft life in the past are no longer living that soft life. Everyone is on a hustling level. And so when you remember that Allah is at the center of it all, subhanAllah, it makes it all easier. And that's why we're using this as a reminder for all of us. The phone lines are open officially, 07000-917-917 number to call to be a part of the show. 07000-917-917. You can send us SMS or WhatsApp to 070-317-56537. Share your thoughts. What is your struggle at the moment? How is your connection with Allah? How do you practice your own zikr? Perhaps somebody else can, you know, share from you and learn. That's what we're doing today. Sheikh Dawood Adelakun is in the seat. He's the one schooling us. He's our scholar for today. Imam, so how can dhikr help individuals cultivate patience, gratitude, and reliance on Allah in difficult times? Because an average Nigerian or an average indigene of the world is going through one difficult time or the other. The world is going turning on its own, I can say, subhanAllah. So how can we...
So alhamdulillah, that is the most important thing. As of zikrullah, is to know that everything in life has time. When a child is born, he has his time to crawl. Even a woman has a gestation period to deliver and everything, and goes through some pains. No gain comes without pains. So whatever you have, you're going to have some pains and those. So whatever you are going through, just so that Allah has a plan for you. And definitely, you have to be patient in order to see what you are going through. If you're not patient, you cannot see. That is why Imam Jawzi said that, "Inna dhikra la yatru shaitan," because shaitan always wants to be in haste. Not to be patient. I want it now. Whether you're going to regret it tomorrow or not, you don't even care. You just want to have it. But the remembrance of Allah say, look, my brain, slow down. And that is what's good. You're the Rahman. And that will make Allah to be happy with you. the most powerful way to we yazidu iman, and it will make your faith in Allah to increase when you remember him all the time. Wa dhikrullah yadhilu ala qulub al humum wal hazan, and the remember of Allah takes away all sorrows, all sadness,
anxiety,
all evil tendencies, anxiety from the mind, and replaces with tranquility and joy and fulfillment. And is the only source which your mind can be at rest and can give your mind strength, can give you the courage to forge ahead. No matter what, my Lord is with me. Then it will make you to remember the stories of the prophets that have passed. What all of them
mind.
Have gone through before they become what you want, what they are. There's no event, there's no history. Those that you see that are great today, if you look at them very well, they will have had some tough time. So the tougher. They say tough time does not last, but tough people what
last.
So the more the tougher the situation, the stronger you become if you're able to come. That is why you are. Otherwise, what is special about you? If everything just come easy, you want to just get it. Then you know, say, what are you talking about? What experience do you have? So you can only have experience if you have gone through some difficult period. So what you are going through in Nigeria, what you are going through individually, is a phase, and we are going to pass through it. We have seen that of Joseph.
Alayhi salam.
Joseph, what happened in Egypt when there was a drought for 7 years? What happened? The foretell they went to, but because they prepared for it, they were able to, you know, overcome the problem. We have a lot of prophets who have gone through some problems. Whatever problem we think we have today, some prophets, alas, actually enumerated this in the Quran through some stories of some prophets or messengers have passed. So look at how they went. So whatever you are going, try to relate it. That's why you must, when you read the Quran, you remember Allah. It will make you to be able to correlate what is happening to what is happening to you, and be able to find a way out of that particular, you know, problem. So when you have, and Allah said in the Quran, "Ista'inu bi sabr wa salat." Seek my assistance with patience and prayer. But he has a clause there. Inna ala kabiratun al akhshin. This thing is difficult. It's difficult to have that patience. It's only for those who are pious, who fear Allah, that will be able to have that patience and endurance and perseverance in order to get to where they're going. So, for this first word, if you are patient and Allah, I know that Allah who has created us knows us well, but it's not that we are going to be idle. We are going to walk. You can't just be saying and pray to God and sit down. No, you must walk. See, be sober with salat, with prayer and patience and hard work. When you walk and you pray and your patience, then you can say, okay, whatever I want, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that this, anna inda dhun abdili. So look, I am into my servant as he takes me. Remember, we are not equal before God.
True.
We are not equal.
True.
The love of God for us is not absolute, it's relative.
Based
on how close you are to him.
No.
It's based on how much you
what
run
you
from
what you to him. How you
for him is what
you're
going
stay
to get.
Clear of the things it's forbidden.
That is
how
it.
Much of
so
the
we are not equally. We are not equal of the love of God. But when it comes to reward, it's not going to reward us equally. That's why Anna in that don abdili. I am to my Lord.
To my servant.
I'm to my servant. What it takes me to be. Whatever you take me to be is what you're going to meet me. So you see.
I'd like you to expand on that. I am to my servant how he takes me, how
yes.
he sees me.
Yes.
Let's expand that so that when you see your Lord, my Lord is whatever description you have of your Lord.
That is why you don't try God. Try this, try God with this. Don't try God. Have absolute faith in him. Trust him. That is why I say, why that salaka ibadi anni? When they ask you concerning me, tell them, inni qarib, I'm very, very, very close to them that they're juginavin. Ujibu dare what you're dying that and I answer the call of the callers when they call on me. He said that, but he puts a clause. What are the clause? Fal yastajibuli. You too, what are my instructions? Eat to my instructions. You cannot go to a medical doctor and he gives you a drug, says use this two in the morning, use two in the afternoon, use only one. You cannot get the same result. You
True.
Cannot get the whole result.
True.
Don't use this. You keep on eating what's
what. He tells you to ingest it and you decide to rub it on your body.
And put it on your body. Mm. So ingest this one, you rub it on your body. Say after the same thing, or you drink it. Say this should be an injection. You say you want to drink it. Say see, water is water. So that is it. So if you don't do, so that is, when you do it the way Allah has to do, fali yastajibuli, eat to my own call. Beyond that, fali yumin will be then have faith. Have faith.
Absolute trust
for me. If you don't have trust in me, there's no way I can do it for you. So, what can I lie?
If he does, you won't believe it.
You won't believe it. So you won't believe because you think that you have to rest my effort. After I have to work hard because you don't believe it's from God. You believe it's your effort. You believe somebody else has done it for you. But you have faith that if that experiment has Allah sent somebody to do it for you, he is the one that has instructed him or engineered him to do it for you. So everything comes from him. that allow me your shoes so that I can get them. God does not say whatever. Our God is not God of say miracle that we say, I want 1 billion, you find on your pillow. Or go and do this, or go and add this to this one, that money will start flowing. That is not the way our God works. Allah works by what? Allow me your shoes so that I can guide you. I can guide you. What business will you do? You will move and meet a friend. Ah, your class, how are you? What happened? This and that. Oh, what have you? I'm here and there. So what do you, so you supply this? And one of our friends could come, give you an idea. Go there, you get what you want. I'm looking for this product. Go here, you get this product. It's cheaper here. So you'll be guided to where you can see what's going to benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
Allah will guide you. It's not going to say, I'm going to give you the, He will guide you onto how to, where to get what you want. So, and that is what Allah says, I'm to my servant what it takes me. If you trust me, and you believe in me, and you rely on me, I know. And there's a difference between trust, belief, and reliance. So you must trust Allah. After believing Allah, you must trust Him. But we trust, believe in Allah, but don't trust Allah. They believe Him, they don't trust. So you must trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So for someone that is new to dhikr, what phrases can this person say, supplications that you would recommend person starts with, and why do you choose this? So he's heard what you've said this morning and he's won over. He understands that he's been far away from Allah. She realizes that she needs to get closer to Allah to start to tick the boxes of all the things she's laid out. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to achieve this. And she realizes the only missing link is the distance from Allah. And now they have turned a new leaf, they want to adopt the zikr way.
Yes,
what is the easiest to start off with, and why did you choose that?
Okay, alhamdulillah. To conclude that hadith that you stopped me from, because it's important for the people to understand. When Allah says, I am to my servants, and then I am the way my servant thinks of me. So, first of all, how do you rate your God? What's your God to you? You see a God of probability, or a God of possibility, or a God of certainty?
Interesting.
So, is it a probability he may do it? May not do it. Is it a problem for a possibility? Possible he can do it. Or capabilities, capable of doing everything. How do you take your loss, subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, do you trust his judgment? Okay, you shouldn't have done this. Why should he do this way? Why me? If you don't trust his judgment, I trust your judgment, God. So, when I'm out with the Quran, I'm with him when he remembers me. When he remembers me, I'm always with you. For the car, if he never see the car to never see. If he remember in his mind and think about me, at least I will always be thinking about him too. Before he does anything. Okay, the angels know. When you come to practical example of prophets, we're going to see that one. It says, "When the car from Malayin, the car to Malayin Khair." I mean, if you remember the place, people are there, they are singing, they are dancing. I say, "Oh, it's time for salat," and he grew up, stood up, and go and do salat rather than dancing and play with that. When he's actually in a greater prayer, where there's going to be a problem for him, I will sing him out. Because he singled me out. People are doing different things, but he said, I must go and satisfy my Lord. He got out from this place. So when there are some challenges, I will just single him out too. Just the way he singled me out of that, when people are doing other things, I'm going to see. So it's important to remember Allah all the time. Now, coming to how to practice the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembrance of Allah, we all talk of them, their words, their phrases that we use. And some of them are very, very short, but very, very powerful. So if you learn them, just be using them. Even someone that just come to Islam. Someone that's come to Islam does not know to read Quran. That's the way you can pray.
Sure.
Does not know Quran, does not know anything. Just become a Muslim. Yeah, you can pray. You can pray. So the Messenger of Allah says, Kalimatani, Hafifatani, ala lisani, thakilatani ala mizan. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Say subhanallah bihamdihi. Glory be to Allah. Glory be to Allah. Just glorify Allah and praise Him. Glory be to Allah and I praise Him. And glory be to Allah, the Most Great. Just be saying that, subhanallah. It's very simple. Anybody can say it. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When you're incapacitated and you're in a problem, you don't know how to go out. Just la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It means I say, whoever that can say that one, when it's incapacitated, he will have a way out. Somebody's been kidnapped or something happened. Just la hawla wa la quwwata. How you are going to escape, Allah will just create a way for you. So these small phrases, one should be saying them all the time. And istighfar is the greatest of all of them. It's all istighfar all the time. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah tells us the matter of Noah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Noah, in Quran 71, ayah 10 to 12, say, "Wa fakultu istakfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. That's, I say, always seek forgiveness from Allah. Because most of our sins, they come from what? Most of our problems come from what?
From our sins. From our sins. Our own handwork.
Yes. This is because of what you have created with your hand. Alas, you cannot say, you see a small baby, nothing would happen to a small baby. Because he does not have intellect to use. Allah will always protect him. Sometimes you see an accident, you see a small baby being saved. Why? Because he has no sin, he has nothing. So God will protect angels. We can only be like that one. We are human beings. We can be as strong, as clean as the angels. And we can be as worse as the devil. We are in between.
We have a choice
to make. So it depends how close are you to God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you do that one, you see, when you say istighfar, Yusu sama alaykum idrara, I will rain words of blessings upon you. What's our problem? If I ask you, Aji, I pray to God, what do you want from Allah? I bet you, after 5 minutes, it's a repetition.
You are going faster. 20 seconds. I don't even know how to ask for it.
You see, after 20, prayer to God, what you want. After 5 to 5 minutes, everything's repetition. What are you looking for?
Money,
God, I
house,
want good health. God, give me money.
Children. Give me good children. Husband.
Give me good husband. If God will give you money, you will have good house. You have good everything. You have good health, everything. So Allah will give you good children. You have good wife. If you have good money, you have good wife. You have good money. You get good wife. Get good husband. You get everything to you. Allah will give you money. Allah will give me good health. Allah will give me good house. Give me good children. Give me longevity.
And then more money.
More money. After more money. Then I want to do this.
That's how I want to cut the moon.
So everything. After 5 minutes, just major 5 requests. Everybody will ask it. That's our buying. Just all this in Yoruba, they will say Aleku Owo. Just 40, they will say.
No.
They all ask for money. They will ask for good health.
No.
That is if they say
because good health. Because the money cannot help to enjoy it. What is the point?
They say good children. That is what they ask. Because they believe. But as Muslim, we believe we ask for the here and we have the hereafter. And that is why Sumaya Rabbana Atina Fidunia Asana. Oh Allah, bestow upon us the best of this world. And the best of the year after, and save us from hellfire. Simple prayer, it encompasses all. Rabbana atina fi dunya asana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban. That's when we go to Hajj. After all your circumambulation, everything, what do you need? He said, Rabbana atina fi dunya asanata wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban. So if we can inculcate these small phrases, Astaghfirullah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If you can just learn 4 or 5 of these phrases, it's sufficient anywhere you are. In any problem, they can take you out of that problem. But you must have strong belief in Allah about them.
Alhamdulillah, Imam, what advice do you have for listeners who want to deepen their connection with Allah through dhikr, but they feel overwhelmed, they're unmotivated, they've heard everything you said, but you know, somewhere the heart is still not there? How can we get this person a lot closer to be able to break that jinx of not wanting to, and move from not wanting to even starting? So we've given you, those quick words that you can say, short words that you can say, but then I still don't even feel the zeal to get up. What can you say to ginger sort person to get motivated?
You say there's anything that influence our behavior in this world, whatever we do. We are all human beings and we are element of our environment. The kind of company you keep actually have a lot to do with your lifestyle. The kind of company you keep, the kind of food you eat, the kind of work you do. All those things, as a human being, you have to be consciously walk over them if you want to be successful in this world. So that's why Allah says, "Yeah, you're leading. I'm a takul or kun ma'asadikin." Be conscious of responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but keep the company of the righteous. If you keep the company of the wrongdoers, assuming we have 3 or 4 friends and it's time for salat, 2 of us grows up as we are going for salat, the third one will join. But if you are 3 or 4 and only one says, "I'm going for salat," so no, I'm not ready today. Tomorrow. After tomorrow, gradually it will be start joining Zoto at Asr. Then join Asr after some, we abandon bundled Zoro and Asr, go and do the Maghrib and Isha. After some, you start doing everything together at night. Zoro, Asr, Maghrib, Isha.
At the time, you got tired, saying,
don't Subway. Sometimes say, I'm too much in a hurry to go to work, you forget Subway. Because of the kind of company is keeping. So for us to be able to remember Allah all the time, we must consciously choose our companions in life. The people we relate with, where we go, what we eat, what we do. This will enhance the zikr of Allah in our heart. If we eat what is righteous, if we try to walk and eat with our halal, We don't eat what is haram. Most of the times our heart will be pure and we'll be able to remember Allah a lot. But if you always cause anything goes, everything goes. Even if you say astaghfirullah like 1,000,000 times, you only do it with your mouth, not with your heart. But after all, Allah can still change your mind if you do it with your mouth all the time. They can start making you think about it. But if you don't keep right, come to righteous people, it becomes difficult for you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to keep on doing this. Allah says, Faskuruni adhkurukum washkuruli wala takfuruni. You keep on, you must always learn to thank Allah for everything. Oh, alhamdulillah. Just think and thank. Think and thank. No matter how worse the situation is, look around you.
Does somebody have any worse?
Is somebody people worse? You're about to say, I say, by the Oloji. I say, by the Oloshi. Could you enter? Could you come enter? If the poor people also have a union, the union of the poor people, you will have seen that. Who will be the chair of the union of the poor people? So, that is it. No matter your condition, people, some people are worse than you in that condition. But when you look at the condition, alhamdulillah, at least, maybe I don't have this, at least I'm still able to wake up this morning. I'm still able to go out. I can carry my hand. I can carry my, alhamdulillah. I know that God has that caused me to be living, still has a plan for me. Otherwise, I know I would have died. Since I'm not dead, it means it still has some plan for me in this world. That's why I'm still alive. When you do that, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's very important. These are the ways to inculcate the dhikr of Allah in our heart. By thinking and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keeping the company of the righteous people. And you're going to look at those who are less privileged. Go to the prisons, go to the hospital, go to the mortuaries and look them. Ah, you see, go back to where you come from. Go back to your villages, where you come from. Go and look at some of your old classmates. You say, alhamdulillah, I thank Allah. Look at those of you who are married together at the same time. How many children do you have? How many do you have? Look at your mates. How many do you have husband? How many you are? So where are you today? So one thing or other, if you lack something, look at something that you also are unable to lack it. So that is the only way one can keep on remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you be, from your heart, you start glorifying and thanking Him subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Imam, can you, share, remind us benefit the heart. When we learn from our predecessors, we might be able to, because you mentioned it earlier, if we look at what Allah has shared to us in the Quran and the Hadith, we will find a way out in out of every situation, because He has actually shared something with us. So if you can share a few stories from our prophets' lives, how it transformed through the practice of zikr, that would be...
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You see, zikr, for each and every messenger of Allah, they have their own unique zikr, to which they came close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this zikr is because out of constant use of them, they become part and parcel of them. Everyone wants one that is used to. Of course, you have many, but you have most. Have what you are used to. This one, that's why some people sometimes, subhanallah, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah. Same thing can happen to two of you. I use different phrase. You can say, la hawla wa quwwata illa billah. I can say, subhanallah. And I can say, alhamdulillah.
No.
One of us says, it depends on which one am I used to. The one I use constantly, even when I have a bad dream or anything, is the one that comes to my mind when I have a bad dream. It's what you say regularly that you come out of your mind when you have a bad dream. And that's how to know a conscious Muslim from a non-conscious Muslim. A conscious Muslim, something happens to him, what first comes out of his mouth first? That's why the Muslim says, as sober in the sword, but Ula. Patience are the first strike. What does this strike? What did you say first? What did you do first? That will determine where the problem. Even in counseling, we say it, when there's a problem between husband and wife, anything, or charge of anything, the first person you consult and report that problem to is, will tell me what you're going to do. If you go and get to wrong person, oh, bafu, so you can have that. You shouldn't have tracked everything. That's where the problem went. Was that what is it? Please, just keep quiet. Give me 10 minutes. Give me what, 30 minutes, I'll get back to you. Don't do anything, just give me 30 minutes. That 30 minutes I've given.
It's going to calm down, melt.
You should don't give me, you're going to be a quick answer. Just give me 5 minutes. Let me quickly do this thing. Let me discard this one and come to you. Because this is a serious matter. I need to attend to you. Please, don't do anything until that 30 minutes. That 30 minutes is enough. Time. That time you have given him, you will buy a lot of things. So, the same thing in what happens to a human being. Allah has told us a little of serious stories in the Quran. Allah tells us in somebody's Surah to Yusuf, Makan Haditha Yuftara, in Quran 11, Surah to Yusuf, Joseph. See, all this story I'm telling in the Quran, they are not just a cat and bone story. They're not just what do you call it?
Made up stories.
They are to tell you what has happened in the past, and to tell us our ways that we do our things, and to be a guide to you. Jonah, alayhi salatu wasalam, which is called Yunus. Jonah. We know who Jonah was.
No.
Who Jonah was, a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has sent him to the people. Allah sent him to the people of Nineveh. So he sent to them and to preach them. Jonah preached to them truly. But they refused to believe in him. But when they refused to believe in him, Jonah what? And Allah said, I'm going to punish them, I'm going to cast them away, and it's going to rain, you know, evil on them. Jonah ran away from them. He never waited for Allah. Yes, he believed in Allah, but did not wait for Allah. It's the same between believing in Allah and waiting for Allah. You must believe in and wait for him, the last strike, to the last minute. He did not wait. It was too much, and he ran away. And what happened to him? So he went to the ship, and it was, you know, the ship was leading. And so they casted a lot 3 times, and they fell upon who? Jonah. And Jonah was thrown into the
water,
to the sea. And that's why I say in Surah Al-Dalat, three darkness, darkness of the night, darkness of the whale, and darkness of this river, of the sea. It was still darkness. It was there for 3 days and 3 nights. But when it was there, yes, he has come to put, before that you call a ladder or something, you're going to have, now you have a problem. You are working for him, you have a problem. Despite that, I would say, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. There's no Lord but you, Allah. Oh, I have wronged my soul. He kept on saying those ones. So when one is in problem, the problem is self-afflicted. Because there are problems, you must know. When somebody comes, I have a problem. If you have embezzled, tell us you have embezzled money. So we not to ask Allah for, we ask Allah to Allah pardon him. But if you know you are doing the right thing and you have done something, it's a different thing. Allah, no, this guy is innocent now. Help him out now. It's a different. Their prayers are different too. So don't tell lies. So he said, I have wronged my soul because I know I have not waited for instructions. I've not waited, it has. So Allah says this, that one. Allah says, if you had not been among those who have actually been doing it in the past,
he won't remember to.
Allah says he will have stayed there till the day of resurrection. And remember when it was there, what happened? What did Jonas, or the angel said? Jibril was telling Muhammad, do you know what happened that day? He said, when Jonah was there, we kept on hiring that voice. We, this voice is familiar. This is family. Because when you pray to God regularly, remember, when somebody, he knows your voice. Just like you have a business now, you will come to this place now. Because I've been coming regularly, they know you. When you are talking now, people, they start mentioning your name. Amina, you know, Amina, oh, this Amina is talking. Amina Adam is talking. Because you have been talking, the people have been listening to you, so they know your voice.
Right.
They don't, then it's, this is Amina is talking. But this voice is coming from America. Did he travel to America? Did he, what happened? Where is he? How can he be talking in that situation? No. So that is it. So they say, we know of this voice, and we know the person. But why is he in this place? Why is, because the angels don't know what they do, what they do, they don't know what's eating. They don't know that Jonah was there. They don't know. Until God told that it was Jonah, my servant, that you truly know that is now in this situation. They now say, oh Allah, know that he remembers what of ease, remember him at time of difficulty. And Allah says, so he should be casted away. He should be casted out. What is that phrase? When you are in problem, despite working for God, despite doing anything what is lawful, you can still have challenges. When you have it, what do you do? Behave like Jonah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu. The fact that you remember God all the ways, or some of you are going to have problem. They are all trials for other people that are coming from you. Allah says, "Fanajina wa gami wa kadhalika nunjil mu'minin," and we actually salvage him. And that is the way we do for those who believe in us. So if you want yourself to be like, so do what Jonah has done. The same thing is Zachariah. Zachariah, we know he was looking for children for many, many, many years. He prayed and prayed and had that. They prayed so much, they never had. Then he talked to Allah one time. Allah says, well, Zachariah, that was talking about all two of them in the same surah, Surah Al-Anbiya, the chapter of the prophets. He said, Zachariah, and Zachariah, it's not the Rabbahu. Only when you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi, that's the father of the Kharwari thing. Oh Allah, don't make me to be alone. You are the one that can have the best of inheritors. So Zachariah also called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the father of the Kharwari thing. That's it, we have started a prayer. And we make this wife to be pregnant. We restructure his womb, and he gave back to John. Zachariah gave back to John, and that is why, because both of them used to call us Kanu Yaduna Ragaba Warahawa. They always call us with humility. You want Allah to answer your prayer, your dhikr, be humble before God. They always call with humility. They cry before us. They lament for us. God, you are the one that can do it. They don't shout on God. You don't shout on God. You don't command God. They come here with humbly begging us, and therefore we clear the womb of the mother, of the wife, and we say, Allah said, that is the way we have, and they always all do good, and that is the way we do for those who have gone. The same thing is Job, Ayub. Allah talk about Job too. Job, we know Ayub, it's called Ayuba.
No.
Ayub too, he was a man of God, he believed in God and done everything good, but he became so sick.
I'm going to cut saying, just take this call. Assalamu alaikum, hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Silva. I'm calling from Nijoy.
Your name is?
Favor, I'm calling from Ijai.
Favor from Ijai, please go ahead with your contribution or question.
Please, there is something I needed you people to say on air. This happened to me yesterday. I don't know if I can say it.
You can call after this program. We're pressed for time. This program is ending now. You can call back and they'll take it up. Thank you, Favor. Right, Imam, we're out of time. If we can just wrap it up now.
So, these are the messages of God. They had challenges. Even Job, he had, you know, his sickness and everything. But he told God, God, this sickness is getting too much. You are the only one that can help me out. Be a master upon, and God said, we'll answer him. And we'll return everything that has gone to him. Why this should be a lesson for all that are coming behind that. If I can save Jonah, if I can save Job, if I can save Zachariah, if I can do anything they would want to them, am I not there to do it for you too? So why all of them remembers God at the time of difficulties? And before that, they were remembering at the time of
ease.
So don't wait for difficulties before you remember God. Remember him at the time of ease, and he will remember your time of difficulty. The remembrance of Allah, it is the food for the heart. It is the food for the heart. Without it, the heart is dead if you don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what keeps you going. That's God's give you hope and aspiration. Whatever you want to do, when you remember Allah, you know God is with you, you have hope and you can achieve anything you want to achieve in life, subject to the fact that it is good for you.
No.
God will not do what is bad for you.
No.
Whatever he does for you is going to be good for you.
No.
Except you have done something else. Whatever he does for you is going to be good for you. So wait for him, trust him, believe him, and try to call him. And everything you do, think, will God be happy with this? Oh, God will not be happy. I don't do it. God will be happy with this. That's called remembrance of God. It's thinking about the consequences of anything you want to do in vis-a-vis Allah's commandment.
No.
If Allah is going to be pleased with what you want to do, that thing is good. That's called remembrance of Allah with your tongue, with your mind, with your limbs. To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us aright and heal us in this country, in this Nigeria. God has been so kind to us in this country. We can't blame God for anything. We blame ourselves. The rain is falling. The sun is shining. We put something on the ground, it grows. If you have flood, it's not necessarily God by God. It's caused by our iniquities. So we have storm, it's caused by our iniquities. This global warming is happening. Climate change is happening. What are we doing about it? In our houses, do we plant trees? Do we plant gardens? Do we have gardens in our houses? When all of us turn everything to big mansion, no trees, no anything. When the storm is coming, what is going to withstand it? What will stop it? You have taken it away. Allah has made everything to be there, the mountain, everything to be pillar for the world. We want to turn all the waters into land, isn't it? We are claiming all the waters. What will happen? Water must find their levels. They must find their way. We don't blame God. We should blame ourselves. We need to have a second thought about our behaviors in this country and this Nigeria. May Allah bless us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair. Why not join us same time next week when we'll be in another beautiful package of Everyday Muslim. We'll sign off with Talibul Habib, Songs of Innocence. Jazakumullah khair.
سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله الله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا Subhanallah, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah.